Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Edberg Million Futurity next Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerator and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $200,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Bergart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
Way into the far turn. Clever again and Gosker, and these two are right together on the lead, with River Thames running in third. Goal Oriented is fourth. American Promise fifth on the outside. Journalism is still sixth. He's got a lot of ground to cover. He is still five lengths behind as they make their way toward the top of the stretch. Gosker trying to pull off a huge upset here. Has taken the lead on the outside. Clever again cuts the corner. Journalism is getting closer now. He's behind a wall of horses. He's looking for a place to go, and he's got nowhere to go. Oh, he bumped hard! Bumped hard with Goal Oriented! In the meanwhile, Gosker's running the race of his life, and Sandman has entered the scene, and he has moved up to the far outside. Journalism is still running on. He's back into second. He might even win it! Here's the wire! Oh, my goodness! Journalism has won the Preakness Stakes in a performance like you read about!
Journalism, the heavy jostling as he tried to squeeze through two other horses, the heavy bumping with Goal Oriented, able to make the late charge. Journalism second in the Derby. Journalism has its day in 2025 and wins the Preakness.
What a courageous race by Journalism.
Folks, welcome aboard. Welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and my thanks to the voice of the Derby, Preakness, and the Breeders' Cup, along with the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Larry Colmus with the call of an epic running of the Preakness yesterday at Pimlico, the 150th running of the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown, and that was Mike Tirico there on the back end from NBC right after the race. A Preakness for the ages. If you watched the race, if you didn't, look it up. Journalism simply could not win a furlong from home. But he did, and his primary owner, Aaron Wellman of Eclipse Thoroughbreds, joins us right now from Pimlico. Aaron, good morning. Congratulations. To quote the late Jackie Gleason, how sweet it is, my man.
Yeah, Mike, it just gives me goosebumps to hear Larry's call there and really just sit back in the quiet here and enjoy it, relish the moment, and your intro always humbling.
I gotta say, Aaron, watching the race yesterday, and I do a lot of ping pong on the phone on these kind of days with Racer Bill, who you know well, our retired jockey and recently inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Got to get that in there. And he and I both agreed at the half. Aaron, I said out loud to my, you know, I'm watching the race at home, and I said, he's done. It looked like he was getting outrun. Looking at Umberto's post-race quotes, he kind of said he wasn't traveling as well as he was in the Derby, but he gave him a little reminder on his shoulder, and that obviously got his mind on business. Take us through it as you saw it, down the backside, around the turn, and then all that traffic trouble at the top of the lane, Aaron Wellman.
It actually started in dramatic fashion when we let him out from the turf course onto the track the first time for the post parade, because something really peculiar happened where we couldn't get his halter off of him to hand him over to the lead pony. Huh. One of the pieces on the right side of the halter had gotten stuck, and we couldn't get the halter off. So he was rearing up, in front of the crowd.
Oh, man.
And causing a whole scene. His gallop boy had to go assist the groom, Rolando, and journalism knocked him flat on his tail in the middle of the track by the wire. And we finally got the halter off and were able to go warm him up. But I think it really distracted the horse from getting his game face on. It was just an odd circumstance. So the drama was like before the race ever started. And
yeah,
as you said, picking it up at the half mile pole, it certainly looked like he wasn't all that focused and not picking up the bit for Umberto. But like you said, also, as soon as Umberto uncocked his stick and put it in his right hand, that's typically the reminder for journalism that it's time to get down to business. And thankfully, he did jump into the bit. And, you know, we had extensive conversations with Jerry Bailey leading up to the race. And tip of the cap to Jerry for an assist, and we appreciate his mentorship. But, you know, he was very adamant with Umberto to just be patient and stay inside. Don't go wide on this racetrack with these turns.
It's a long stretch.
It's a big disadvantage. It's a very long stretch. It's just as long as Churchill's, which is not really that well known. And Umberto listened to the master tactician Bailey and stayed down inside. What I think caught Umberto and all of us by surprise is that Clever again didn't carry his speed as far as we thought he would. He really started to back up at the quarter pole, which was a bit premature and I think caused the jamming up the way it did. And, you know, we fully expected Flavien Prat to race ride and try to keep us hemmed in as long as he could. He did. We could get that to that later. But, you know, Gosker kind of got to the jump and separated to what appeared to be an insurmountable lead.
Yeah.
We obviously got pinballed around at a very, very critical point of the race. And at that point, you know, my daughter, Sadie, who's my sidekick and is so invested in this, I mean, she just burst out into tears, primarily because she was so concerned for our horse and Umberto's safety.
Yeah.
But also just devastation that, you know, another classic is going to potentially slip through our hands. And I just sort of had this heart into my stomach feeling like I can't believe this is going to happen to this horse today. And as soon as he was able to extract himself, you saw him start to make the earth rattle with his stride. And he lowered his shoulder like we had seen him do a few times at Santa Anita. And I think Sandman coming up outside of him initially,
that helped you,
ignited him.
Yeah,
I think it ignited
no
him. And then, you know, when he's got a target in front of him, this horse is going to mow him down. And from there, it went from hopelessness to hopeful that Umberto and journalism could make a miracle happen. And it was just extraordinary to see it happen in real time. It was just impossible. And, you know, I think we were extremely confident that we could win yesterday and take care of business. We were hoping that it would be in less dramatic fashion. But for him to do what he did and overcome what he overcame yesterday really stamped him a special horse. And I think he's getting the credit he deserves for being just a horse that breathes different air.
Aaron, it was epic. When you factor in the 150th running, think of it, the 150th running of the Preakness for the last time there at Old Hilltop. They're going to demo the place. It's going to cost about $500 million. I think maybe they're a little optimistic in thinking they can be back there next year at Laurel and then back at Pimlico, the new Pimlico, in 2027. But the great news is it'll be in the hands then of the new, what's called the new Maryland Jockey Club. But Aaron, I just got to go back to the two-day situation. Friday, we had all the rain, the slop, a massive delay in front of the Black Eyed Susan, so much so they had to cancel the last race because it was going to be dark. But run on muddy, sloppy conditions. It was great television, great racing. And then yesterday, I couldn't believe how good the track looked, at least on television, comparing it to 24 hours earlier. It was amazing. And then to see your horse do what he did, the way he did it, it's one I think anybody who saw this race, they're never going to forget it, Aaron. I know you won't. You guys must have really done it up last night.
Yeah, I mean, you said it well, Mike. It's sometimes the racing gods just smile down upon you. And for all the adversity that this horse has had to face over his last few races and yesterday, the one thing we really needed was a good, fair, safe track yesterday. And thankfully we got it, you know, credit to the track maintenance crew.
Tremendous.
Here at Pimlico.
Yeah.
For getting it in the shape it was in. And, you know, Old Hilltop was going to go out in style and deliver a day for the ages. The weather was pristine. I think everybody in person had an incredible day. And to top it off with, like you said, such a memorable, special performance by a special animal, sends the place out in style. And, you know, I've really tried my best to soak it all in, because that stakes barn there at Pimlico is a real historical landmark for anybody that's had the privilege of being in it or around it.
Yep.
And we at Eclipse were so fortunate to have won two Black Eyed Susans, and it's a very small and esteemed fraternity that's had the privilege and honor of, you know, standing up on that cupola and hoisting a trophy. We did it twice in the Black Eyed Susan.
Wow.
But to do it with the Woodlawn Vase yesterday, between the stakes barn and that cupola,
wow,
that is a true slice of American turf history, and to be part of it is a huge honor.
Hey, Aaron, a week ago here on air, you were kind of measured in the way you said it, but you basically said, hey, it looks like we're going to go ahead and enter tomorrow, meaning last Monday for the Preakness. There wasn't much waiting involved yesterday. You said on national television, we're looking at New York. How did the horse pull up? How did he appear to be this morning there in the stakes barn at Pimlico?
Yeah, Michael McCarthy and I kind of snuck out of the hotel early this morning to get a good look at him. And, you know, this horse is just remarkable. His constitution, both physically and mentally, is incredible. Touch wood, doesn't appear to have any aftermath from yesterday's physicality that ensued.
Didn't get cut up or anything, Aaron?
Just very, very minor, if that. I wouldn't even call it that. So
yeah.
Thankfully, he appears to have escaped unscathed.
Wow.
His attitude was great in the feed tub. So, look, you know, we're going to adopt the same approach that we did from the Derby to the Preakness, which is we're just going to monitor him very, very closely and make sure that he's giving us all the right signs. You know, it's credit to Sovereignty for beating him in the Kentucky Derby, but can't help but think what might have been, and that even after a performance like yesterday, to think that he could be going for the Triple Crown in 3 weeks' time, you know, sort of sends a tingle up your spine. But we're sportsmen, we're horsemen, and we want to be great stewards and ambassadors of the game. And I think this horse has sort of captured the attention of the public. And if he gives us a reason to go to New York, you know, we'll be there. We are putting the logistics in motion as we speak. He will go to Saratoga tomorrow.
Great.
And
he'll van up there, right?
He'll run. Yeah, he'll van up there.
Yep.
From Pimlico to Saratoga, get acquainted. And that doesn't mean that we're committed to running in the Belmont at Saratoga in 3 weeks. It just means that we're going to position him to be able
to
do so if he gives us all the right signs. So, you know, we want to send that message loud and clear. It's a heck of a three-year-old division. You know, you've got a fresh Sovereignty waiting up there for the Belmont.
Baeza.
Final Gambit, Baeza.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe a new shooter, even like a Crudo that won the Sir Barton yesterday for Todd Fletcher, looked like he's a serious horse on the rise. And credit to Gosker. I don't know if he comes back and shows up in the Belmont or not. And it's a really deep, quality group of three-year-olds. So it won't be easy, you know, and we'd love to give the people what they want, but as always, the horse will come first.
Well, we sure hope everything, you know, he stays cold from the knees down and everything remains good. Aaron Wellman, Eclipse Thoroughbreds, start spreading the news. We're heading to New York, and if we get that rematch with him and Sovereignty, the Derby winner, the Preakness winner, it makes the Belmont with the rest of the supporting cast that you touched upon there. Aaron, thanks for your time, man. Congratulations to everybody involved, Whitey, Michael McCarthy, the entire team. What a great, great day for racing yesterday. Thank you, sir.
Awesome, man. We're very proud to bring the Woodlawn Vaz home to Southern California. Thanks for all your support, guys.
All right. Take care, Aaron.
Mike.
Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, and now I'm joined by my regular partner here on Sunday mornings, Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. You know, when you're in this game and you have a day like we had yesterday, wow, you just got to love it. I mean, what an incredible performance.
It really was, and a terrific race, Mike. Listen, at no point watching that race did I think journalism was going to win. Honestly,
could not win.
Down the back, yeah. You know, down the back stretch, he was gapping out, and it's amazing. I think after they made the sandwich out of him, I think the horse got pissed off and, like, pinned his ears.
That too.
And said, that's it.
Yeah.
And he got down, and he got serious. Believe me, you know, everyone's talking about the pileup. The pileup may have been what won the race for the horse, because I think that, you know, shifted his mind into getting serious, like Aaron was saying, and really, congratulations to the whole team. They did the right thing. Personally, I was dead wrong, Mike. You had three horses that ran on Derby Day, all came back and all ran well yesterday. Goal-oriented, journalism, Sandman, you know, they all came back and ran well, and, you know, that's just certain handicappers don't like to play horses back on the short layoff and everything else, and I'm one of them, and they proved me wrong yesterday because all three of those horses really ran well. And again, journalism, just a terrific performance, and good for them.
And again, as Aaron touched upon, I do think Sandman coming to his outside and he saw him,
right.
I think that helped spur him as well. He had a target in front of him, but I didn't think there was any way he could catch Gosker. It was phenomenal to win by a half a length. John, I just say this again, a phenomenal 2 days for the game. I'll say this as well. If we would have had the conditions they had Friday at Santa Anita, we would have canceled the Preakness.
We wouldn't have run.
We wouldn't have been able to run yesterday, maybe not today. I don't know. We've got all these incredible protocols that are choking things down. And when you think of stakeholders that are investing money to come out here and run, and then there's the uncertainty. So we play this game outdoors. We have for many, many years. I'm not one who says we've always done things this way, so we got to keep doing them. No, but there's got to be a modicum of common sense. John, we need to make some money, and then I got to go up north to Clemens, California, and Legacy Ranch. Where do you want to go for hour one?
Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct, Mike. Look at the third race today. It's a mile on the main track, and I love the number three horse in here, Legal Deal. This is an eight-year-old gelding from the Horatio DePaz barn, Kendrick Carmusha board to ride. Draw a line to his last race when he shipped up to Laurel. He didn't run well that day. However, his previous races at Aqueduct, good enough to get the job done here. Number three, Legal Deal, 4-1 on the morning line, wins today's third race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Okay, the Preakness is in the rearview mirror. What is up at JONHARDOON.com?
Well, today we have Belmont Churchill and Santa Anita selection, and there is a pick six carryover at Santa Anita as well today, so you may want to get a heads up.
A 10-race card at Santa Anita, first post 1 o'clock, and we'll get you back toward the end of the show, and interesting to pick your brain and get a selection on that 10-race card. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Right now, we're going to say hello to Mr. Pete Perella. A great supporter of the show, along with his wife, Evelyn. They own Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California, near Sacramento. And Pete, also one of the driving forces at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Hey, Pete, good morning. Hope you enjoyed the Preakness.
Yeah, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I don't know how I follow that. I've been watching races for a long time.
Right.
It's probably the most incredible thing I've ever seen. So my hat's off to journalism and all the connections. They did a fabulous, fabulous job. Boy, what a nice horse.
You want to talk about heart. I think we saw it yesterday, did we not?
Oh, I'd love to have something like that. You know, I've been doing this for 50 years. I don't know what I would do if I had a horse like that. I mean, I think he's going to be awful tough in the Belmont. So
Yeah.
Good luck to him. I hope he runs.
I heard from Brad Free with Daily Racing Form, and Journalism got a 98 buyer. So we'll see what happens up at Belmont Park in 20 days. Looking forward to it. Listen, Pete, want to encourage folks, any breeders out there, we breed through June, and you got a lot of good reasons for folks to contact Terry Knight and inquire about a really exciting new stallion for California, Forbidden Kingdom, along with Clubhouse, right? Who, by the way, Clubhouse, he's got two horses in the first race today at Santa Anita, the three-horse Booster Club and the 6-5 favorite, Kiku Ride. But the main reason we've got you on today is I saw a press release 2 days ago about a project that I know you're very, very enthusiastic about and hopeful about exposing this incredible game to a new audience. And you're going to do it via a guy by the name of Andy Garcia, who's got an incredible resume in terms of film and television. These days, he's doing a show called All Access with Andy Garcia on public television. And they're going to start filming this very soon at Legacy. Tell us what you know, Pete Perella.
Well, I was contacted a couple of months ago by Robin Renee. She called out of the clear blue and said that she represented All Access. They do documentaries on a lot of enterprises, and they wanted to reach out and do some documentary on the racehorse industry in California, what it takes to, you know, breed a horse, what it takes to get a horse to the racetrack, and hopefully, you know, raise a champion.
I love it.
And first of all, I wasn't sure if this was legit. Because with all the stuff going on with PETA and all that, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't opening up my.
Well, you can't be careful enough these days.
I was very careful. I talked to my wife about it. I talked to Terry Knight and his wife Drew. I said, "Hey, we've got an opportunity." And then the more I thought about it, I said, you know, this is really not about Legacy Ranch. This is about the horse racing industry in California.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Nate Newby and Josh from Del Mar, and I said, hey, here's an opportunity. Do you think this is something that would be good for the industry? If you guys think so, then, you know, they can come up and film and do whatever. But if you don't think this works for us, then, you know, I'm just not going to do it. And they took this information, they checked with their, you know, their board of directors or whoever, and they all came back and said, yeah, we think it's great. So Josh is coming up, Nate Newby's coming up, Doug from CTBA, president of the Thoroughbred Breeders Association, they're all coming up Tuesday the 10th, and we're going to start filming Wednesday morning, and they'll be there. They'll do interviews with those three people, I'm sure, myself and Ev and Terry Knight and Drew, and they'll do video shots of Vet doing, you know, her work, the racetrack, the stallion barn, the stallions,
diet.
They'll
be focusing on diet. You know, how these horses exercise each day, different categories of horses, how you treat mares that are in foal or being ready to get bred. There's so much to this. And I tell people it's so incredibly hard to get a horse to the races, let alone a horse that can really run, Pete. You know that as well as anybody. And that's why I'm so continually frustrated by the fact that the real stakeholders in our business, and I think of California, they're not really consulted as they should be. I don't want my enemies in the boardroom at the table, but we've done that. I'm hoping this project can open some eyes and show people the incredible care, what all goes in to getting a baby on the ground, Pete.
Yeah, and not only that, Mike, but I'm sure they'll be talking about the economic impact that the racehorse industry has to California.
Thank you.
With the employment, the sales tax, the income, all that, and you know, maybe the governor or somebody will, you know, look at something, or somebody might say, hey, you need to watch this, and maybe it'll open some eyes.
I hope so.
And say, hey, you know, we're an island out here. We don't have slots and all that kind of stuff. We're just doing it ourselves. So, you know, my commitment to the industry is I'm going to provide product. I'm going to provide, we, you know, we breed, you know, 30 mares. We have, you know, 20 or 30 horses that we go to the, go to racing every year, you know, whether they're, you know, 2-year-olds or older horses. And my commitment is to do everything I can along with all the rest of the great breeders in California to provide product for Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Los Alamitos. And my my thought is that if we provide the product, you guys have to provide, you know, the dollars and cents to make it, you know, make it worthwhile for us to continue.
To complete the puzzle.
Have to go out, right. And as long as,
Well,
as long as they continue to do that, then, you know, my commitment is here in California and do everything I can to provide those products. And I hope the rest of the breeders feel the same. And if that changes, you know, if Santa Anita, Del Mar, for some reason, if that changes, then, you know, I've got to look at it and say, hey, maybe I'm better off going somewhere else.
Well, Pete,
I don't want to do that.
I'll tell you who figured this economic situation out and figured it out real quick. And I guarantee he got on the phone. He appeared at the Ocala Breeders' Sale. His name is Ron DeSantis. Now, he's the governor of a state named Florida, and things were going the wrong way down there. And he said, hey, wait a minute. We've got a tremendous job impact here, potential. We've got an industry that's been a huge industry in our state for many, many years, and we're going to let a foreign-owned corporation just turn this thing upside down. He said, I'll be vetoing. I won't look favorably upon any legislation of that kind. Words to that effect. Hey, Pete, I'll throw a name out there for you. You might bounce it off a few of your colleagues. Damon Thayer. He's the guy that got things done in Kentucky, and he went down to Florida and got busy on the ground there, and they turned the entire decoupling thing around. We need a Damon Thayer out here big time. We really do.
No, we definitely need some help. And if you look at, you know, and you're a lot, you know, smarter at it than I am, but if you look at what's going on with the cowbreds and how many cowbred racers we're running and how important the cowbred program is to California, if something falters there, you know, believe me, this industry is going to be in trouble.
There is no question about it. Hey, listen, Pete Perella, thank you for all your support. Really, really appreciate it. And wish you all the best on this project. It's going to be called The Champion Within, All Access with Andy Garcia, exploring the science and soul of Legacy Ranch. Hopefully it'll be out by the fall. Pete Perella, thanks so much.
We'll keep you updated, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
It.
I'll see you soon at the Derby Room.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Late on the break. Got to take it. Coming back strong with John Lindo, then Orlando Gutierrez. And then we're heading to the Big A, Aqueduct, and be checking in with Matt DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
from the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. My thanks to Elise Diaz inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. And great to have you with us this morning here on the Home of the Angels, AM 830. And we're also available at ThoroughbredLA.com live and archived. So you can keep up with us anywhere you may be in this great country. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And I tell you what, you hear guys like Aaron Wellman and Pete Borella. Gives you a lot of hope that things will get better out here in Southern California with the racing. These guys are terrific.
They are, and again, as I mean, I'm a broken record. We need advocacy, and we need it from, you know, the movers and shakers in our game. Pete he's an important part of it. He's, you know, a breeder. He's an older guy. Aaron's the young pup, and he's bringing a lot of new people into the game vis-a-vis Eclipse Thoroughbreds. I mentioned Damon Thayer. You know, Ken Gernick with the CTBA, we talked earlier in the week, John. I'm digressing here, but he said, this is what we need, a guy who can get things done, who can talk to politicians on both sides of the aisle. You got to try and make some sausage, but right now we know we've got a gaping hole in our game plan, and it's ancillary sources of revenue for our purses. And I'll say this, John, and I mentioned this to Ken the other night, Sam Spear, the late Sam Spear, was a dear friend, handled publicity for many years up at Golden Gate, Bay Meadows, and, you know, he took care of the fairs as well with his nightly replay show. When Ladbroke came in and took over Golden Gate, I believe back about 1990, Sam told me that he told the head guy, I forget his name, he said, listen, we need to hire Willie Brown as our lobbyist. And he said, well, we can't afford Willie Brown. And Sam told him, no, we can't afford not to get Willie Brown. Think of it. If we had a guy of his stature, his magnitude, which there have been precious few over the years, think of what we could have headed off here in the state of California for the betterment of this great industry. Just think of it. Instead, things have kind of gotten away from us, obviously.
Right. Well, you know, the kind of guys you were talking to in those interviews, Aaron and Pete, and, you know, they know they own horses, they bred horses, they're businessmen, and they go to the windows too, so they understand the game from all the different levels that you need to make decisions that going forward will help the industry.
100%. Hey, listen, want to encourage people to get up to the South Point. I heard from Steve Johnson, heads up the race book up there. Actually, yeah, it's the race book. Give him a call, folks. 866, it's toll free, 866-780-RACE or 866-780-7223. He said the opening week lines for the NFL are going to be out very soon. The schedule is out, and they're taking care of active duty military and also just regular military veterans on Memorial Day with a free buffet for a vet, active duty, or just a vet and a guest. Two free, a big buffet on Memorial Day at the South Point. I'm so proud to have them supporting us, John. I really am.
These guys, the tradition of the South Point, they do it, and the veterans show up. You get a nice long line out there, but they're not impatient. They're telling stories while they're waiting to go grab their lunch or dinner, and it's really fun to see. If you haven't been there, you should try it and go out and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Obviously, a guy like Pete Perella is such an integral part of the California bred situation, and I mentioned Ken Gernick, who's he's all in with horse racing. He works at the CTBA under Doug Burge, and Ken has owned and bred horses and worked in Major League Baseball for many years. Just encourage people to go to ctba.com, John. Take a look at the incentives to own and breed here in California.
Well, absolutely. You know, they're doing everything they can. And like you said, when you look in the cards, you know, half the horses on today's card are going to be cowbreds running today. So we need that industry strong. Keep the field sizes up. We have increased field sizes at Santa Anita right now. If we can keep that going, it's going to get better and better, and it's better for everybody, including us horse players.
And, John, the first condition book is out at Del Mar, speaking of purses.
Yeah, absolutely. The purses are huge. I've already gotten a text from my trainer, Dean Pedersen. Did you see the purses? Let's get a couple of horses. So the horsemen have noticed it, too. They want to get involved, and, you know, the ship and win stuff. All the information about the bonuses is in that first condition book. Go to dmtc.com and download it.
Yeah, I get back to this. There's just too much at stake here for this industry to fail. I mean, look at our fan base, the population, the economic wherewithal. We've got to make things happen. John, where do you want to go for a play of the day today?
You know, a horse caught my eye out of Churchill Downs today. Race number 6 at Churchill Downs. Number 7, Garden, was off the layoff for trainer Joe Sharp, was avoided claim in November for $40,000. Shows up in a $50,000 race today, and he's protected from being claimed. So they must like what they have. Lasix for the first time, a solid work pattern. And outside the other speed horse in the race, I think he gets a really good trip here. 3-1 on the program. Number 7, Gardner, looks very live to me. Race number 6 at Churchill Downs.
Okay, and encourage people to go to today's Racing Digest. Your stuff is up there, and if they go to the South Point in Las Vegas, John, the Lindo report is free of charge, and it's well worth picking up.
Yeah, they've had it out there for a few years now, and I get a lot of nice comments about it. I'm happy to do it. They like the horse players out there.
Hey, John, looking forward to you and Bob Ike on air next Saturday. Do a little Preakness review, and then, boy, looking forward to the Belmont. That is really going to be something. It's going to be a lot different this year because it's going to be run at Aqueduct. Belmont's under construction, so it'll be a mile and a quarter instead of a mile and a half. But it looks like, knock wood, we're going to get that rematch between the Derby and Preakness winner, Sovereignty and Journalism. It's going to be something special. Boy, you throw in the likes of Baeza, a fresh shooter coming in there. He was third in the Derby. It's going to be a heck of a race.
Well, there'll be a lot of speculation between now and race time. And that race is Saratoga, not Aqueduct. So, yeah, it'll be at Saratoga.
I'm sorry.
For sure.
At Saratoga. Sorry about that, John.
No problem.
And Frank,
whoever it is, we're going to follow it.
Frank Miramonte's going to call it.
Yeah, Frank will be there.
Yeah, looking forward to that. The Belmont at Saratoga. Thanks so much, John, for setting me straight, man.
You got it. Good luck today, Mike.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's get down Catella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up the publicity efforts for the nighttime action. You got 9 of them tonight, Orlando. Get underway at 6:10 p.m. And Doc Allred's kicking in $10,000 in your $2 pick six.
We sure do, Mike. It's going to be a good night of racing at Los Alamitos. We have a nice feature race. It's the $45,000 Adequan California Challenge. And the winner of this race gets a ticket to Albuquerque to run in the AQHA Derby Challenge. That purse will be about $165,000. So a nice incentive to get the win here and go to Albuquerque in October. And we'll have a rematch of the James Smith Handicap in this one. Number 1, Invasive versus number 6, Hold My Deal and Watch This, who is on a hot streak right now at Los Altos, has won 3 in a row, barely held on to win the James Smith by a nose against Invasive. The James Smith was at 350 yards. This one is at 400 yards. So you figure with that extra distance, Invasive should be really tough from the rail. But again, the 6 has that winning streak, the nice form, and the trainer, Eddie Willis, paid a supplement to get this horse into this race. So you got to figure that Eddie Willis feels that this horse just keeps getting better and better. So it's going to be a nice feature here on Sunday night. 9th race, that's the Adequan Derby Challenge.
And that goes at 9:38 Pacific. You can catch it on FanDuel TV. And those two horses, Invasive on the inside and the 6, Hold My Beer and Watch This, they're co-favored on Ed Burghardt's morning line at 4-1. Before we talk about some big trials next Sunday, how about a best bet for us somewhere on the 9 race card tonight, Orlando?
Yeah, I'll go to race number 8, Mike. Number 1, Serafina Hawk, trained by Jesus Nunez for owner E.G. High Desert Farms. And this filly is a 2-year-old. And let me tell you, E.G. High Desert Farms and his juveniles are doing tremendous here at Los Alamitos so far. Got a double with 2 other nice 2-year-olds. Finished 3rd in the kindergarten with a filly named Serafina Olympia. And they have a young sire, Amir Felix, who's doing really well. Well, number 1, Serafina Hawk, looking to continue the nice streak of wins for E.G. High Desert Farms. 7-2 on the morning line from post number 1. And has the experience already. That should really help her in race number 8. I'll go with number 1, Serafina Hawk, 7-2 in race 8.
Boy, that'll work for sure. Tell us about, I think you got 4 trials to the Ed Burke's Utility next Sunday.
Probably times 3, Mike. We might have a dozen trials
next
Sunday night for the Ed Burke. It's our biggest. One of our biggest nights of the year. All the top 2-year-olds that we've been seeing here on Los Alamitos compete, get that experience. We'll be seeing them back for a chance to run at a $1 million purse in mid-June. And we're going to have all those top 2-year-olds. One of them that really stands out, Accelerated, who was the high seller at the Los Alamitos equine sale. Not only was he a high seller, the record high seller. They paid over $800,000 for this nice runner and came back in the debut and won nicely. Looking forward to Accelerating, seeing him continue the good form that he's shown here at Los Al. Again, those big trials next Sunday. You might have anywhere between 10 and 12 trials, all of them at 350 yards. And if you've been keeping up with our babies, Tequila Loza. You'll be seeing all the top ones next Sunday.
Thank you so much, Orlando. Listen, we'll talk more next week about the upcoming daytime summer meet for thoroughbreds. That'll begin on Friday, June 20th. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos.
Really appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, listen, folks, I want to give a much belated tip of the cap to private clocker Toby Terrell with Winner's Card. 2 weeks ago on air, he had Concord Square. That was on Sunday, May 4th, paid $15.60. For today, Toby says, let's go with the two Chili Philly in race one, 7-2 with Armando Ayuso riding for Tim Yachtin. And listen, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or go to HorseRacingSimple.com. Heading back to New York, checking in with Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts. Next up, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, top of the hour, and much more. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Edberg Million Futurity next Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerator and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $200,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one. And a reminder, folks, hey, this hour is brought to you in part by Naira Bets. Safe, legal, and secure. Naira Bets is your way to bet any track, anywhere, anytime. And now on behalf of Naira Bets, my good friend Matthew DeSantis joins us from the Big A, Belmont at Aqueduct. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. It's a lovely day up here in New York, and still catching my breath, though, over that thrilling Preakness finish from yesterday.
Okay, now you were a big sovereignty man in the Derby. It's going to be run at a mile and a quarter at Saratoga. I know you're going to be there in a day less than 3 weeks. What do you think? Which way are you going to go?
Listen, if it's a dry, fast track, it's going to be hard to bet against journalism. I think he put on a show yesterday and really overshadowed what Sovereignty did in the Derby. And for him to overcome that adversity, so impressive. And I just am a huge fan of Michael McCarthy and have been a big fan of that horse since going back to the Los Al Futurity. So excited to see the rematch.
So, Matt, you're telling me you think journalism, if he goes knock wood, will be favored on the morning line heading into the Belmont?
I don't know if he'll be favored in the morning. I think it could be a sort of 6-5, 7-5 situation.
That's going to be tight.
Arizona with me.
Yeah. Going to be tight. Hey, listen, we got 9 of them today at your place. First post, 1:10 Eastern. Where do you want to go for radio?
Let's go to race number 8. We have a fantastic late pick 5 sequence. 51 separate betting interests across those 5 races, and we're fast and firm on the turf today. Race number 8 is a state bred allowance race, $81,000, going a mile and a 16th on that firm turf course. And I'm going to go to a horse that some people might remember from the Derby Trail, the number 2 Calling Card. This is a horse that actually started on the turf and then went and won on the dirt, and Mike Maker, the trainer, kind of sent him to the LeCompte and the Gotham and the Jeff Ruby. Well, now he's getting back to State Bred Company. He's getting back on the turf where McCarthy started, or where Mike Maker started. Mike Maker going long in the turf is always a good angle. This is a horse that doesn't have great early speed, but does have a really strong closing kick. I think going a mile and a 16th on the turf is perfect. He draws the inside rail, so he's going to be able to save all of the ground. So my choice is number 2 Calling Card at 4-1. For Mike Maker, getting back against State Bred and getting back on the turf.
And to be ridden by Joel Rosario. And the big guns are back in New York today. I see Flavion Pratt rides the race and on down the line. So, I mean, you've got great field size, top riders, a lot of reasons to get involved with racing at Belmont at Aqueduct. Matthew DeSantis says it's number 2 Calling Card in race 8. Post time for that listed at 4:43 Eastern. Matt, once again, give us the coordinates on getting signed up for Naira Bets.
Absolutely. If you head over to Naira Bets or go to NairaBets.com, download the app, you can sign up, use a Match 200 promo code, and you will match your deposit up to $200. We're also going to have a promo coming up for the Belmont Stakes where we give you a free $25 to bet as well. So, listen, a lot of great ways to play. We got promos every day. We got a YouTube channel to help players out, connect them to winners. Got a lot of great resources, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced player of the game.
Last thing, we're going to shift gears. I'm old enough to remember Red Holtzman, Willis Reed, Walt Frazier, Dave DeBuscher, Jerry Lucas, and so on and so forth. How deep can the Knicks go now?
Well, listen, you're talking to a lifelong Philadelphia 76ers fan. So I don't, you know, I'm rooting for the Pacers. But listen, I think they have a chance to get to the finals. They absolutely have a shot. The city is electric right now with the Knicks, and I can't wait to see this next series.
Matt, well done. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Mike.
You bet. Matthew DeSantis with NyraBets.com. We'll step aside for just a couple of minutes. Coming back strong with my good friend, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV, and much more straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Edberg Million Futurity next Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerator and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $200,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the Pick Six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey. And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be. The day after the Preakness, in fact, the 150th running of the Preakness yesterday at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland. A lot going on in our game. Obviously, the third and final jewel in the Triple Crown will be coming up in 20 days at Saratoga this year at a mile and a quarter. A lot to talk about. I'm not quite sure where he's at. He might be in the OC, but he might be in Arcadia. We're going to find out. My good friend Kurt Hoover with FanDuel TV. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I'm in the far southern tip of the OC, and after I'm done to you, then I will travel up to Arcadia.
It's usually no problem on Sundays, is it? It's a pleasure.
No problem at all, Mike.
Yeah.
No problem at all. Easy, breezy drive.
Kind of like the old days. Kurt, I went to Horse Racing Nation during the break. I got to read this. It's by Ron Flatter. He's a great writer. This is his lead paragraph, his game story from yesterday's Preakness. He says, breaking tackles, getting checked into the boards, trading paint, squeeze play. You picked the sports analogy, and it would still be a feeble expression of what journalism did Saturday at Pimlico. Kurt, what a spectacle it really was.
Yeah, it was a great day of racing. Like my analogy, and I don't know if it fits exactly, but since you brought up those other sports, from playing basketball for many years and watching a lot of basketball, it reminded me of a big power forward or center screening out on the rebound against another big power forward or center, two physical athletes trying to hold their position.
Yes.
And journalism managed to hold them. Like, that's the first thing I thought of in that way of looking at it. Just holding position and muscling through and keeping your position. Now, secondly, Mike, I think we were seconds or a length away from a complete disaster. I mean, that could have been a couple of horses going down very easily. Fortunately, that didn't happen. The amount of ground that journalism made up in the final 16th of a mile was amazing, Mike. And the horse on the lead, Gosgar, was not falling apart.
No, he was
he
not.
He was running his race.
Yeah.
He was five clear of the rest. A truly incredible performance, Mike. I've said many times the most amazing performance I've ever seen in person was 21 years ago, or 20 years ago.
A Fleet Alex.
A Fleet Alex, right.
Yeah.
And I was there that day. I was on the roof. I was done work, and I watched that race. And that, to this day, that's the most impressive performance I've seen in person, Mike. If I had been there yesterday, this might go to the top of the list.
Yeah.
Incredible performance.
You know, Kurt, you say that. I do the show, as you know, every Sunday from the Big A, and I can't help but think about our great friend, the late Rory Marcus. It was a week or two after the Preakness, and he said, Garrett Anderson's rounding third, and he looks like a Fleet Alex turning for home in the Preakness. You know? He loved racing, and it was such a great, great comparison, you know.
Great comparison. Okay. The other thing that hit me, too, and I know this sounds a little odd, too, but I think you'll understand what I'm saying. Both horses, when a Fleet Alex almost went down, and we showed that race again yesterday, Mike.
I don't know how he didn't go down.
He was on his knees and his face. I do not know how he didn't fall down. And same yesterday with journalism. But to me, Mike, once that happened, both horses almost looked angry and picked their head up. And
I agree.
And got into the bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a Fleet Alex showed that again yesterday, Mike. His ears were pinned. He was like a freight train. And the same thing with journalism.
Yes.
It's hard to explain unless you've watched a lot of races like you and I have, but I saw it yesterday.
I agree with that 100%. Jonathan Hardoon said the same thing. And the horse that got the worst of us, Kurt, was Steve Asmussen's colt, Clever Again, at the rail. Jose Ortiz, he was out of horse, but that's the horse that, man, he got, I think he brushed the rail, but that was some serious contact. Kind of reminded me of Phil Esposito. We're doing another analogy. Yeah, cherry picking in front of the net and every defenseman. They're jockeying for position. This was some big time contact. You had Flavion Pratt, who is such a fierce competitor. He's doing his job, man. He's riding for Baffert on the eventual fourth place finisher, goal oriented, and he was not going to give Rispoli an inch. Why? So.
Yeah, Mike, my first reaction was it was pretty rough riding by Pratt. Then I watched a couple more times, and I'm more to what you were just saying. I'm kind of in between. It was borderline. It really was.
It was.
Because it was borderline. But, again, it's the Preakness. It's the height of competition. It's the best in the world going at it. It's part of the game. I thought, Mike, maybe in the old days there might be a discussion between Pratt and Rispoli back at the room. More than a discussion.
Duke City. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yes, of course.
And that's, again, that's part of the game, and that's part of sports.
Calvin Burrell, Javier Castellano at the scale.
Right.
Right?
How about back in the day, Brian Long and Antonio Caston on, Mike? We watched them punch it out down by the scale.
The brawl in the stall. Tony Alivato promoted it with posters.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was borderline, Mike. You know, I was working yesterday with Simon Bray, which I always enjoy so much. Not only he's a friend, but he's a great race watcher. And he made a very salient point. When Pratt came over, that's right when that horse switched leads.
Yes.
Right when he switched is when he came over.
He went to his right lead.
Right.
Simon was right.
And Simon pointed that out to me. I said, that's exactly what happened. So I think that contributed. Once I watched that, I said, I know maybe Pratt wasn't that careless, but Mike, it was borderline. And it brought back memories of Maxim Security almost putting horses down behind him.
Yeah.
The Fleet Alex. It's just, all rolled into one, Mike. A great Preakness. It was an amazing race. And the credit to Michael McCarthy for the job he's done with that horse. I mean, to run lights out in the Derby and then get another fierce battle in the Preakness and almost won by a length. Just a great job.
And the Santa Anita Derby was like, the baton death march. I hate to go that far, but, I mean, that was rough. He short field, everybody knew where he was. I mean, he's run three rough races in a row.
Yeah, it was an incredible performance, Mike. And, you and I have talked about it many times, too, and I get so tired of lumping all this together. Like, the Preakness stands alone. It is an American classic.
I agree with you.
Right? It's a prestigious race. Yes, it's part of a Triple Crown. It is. But it's a standalone. And it's a big purse. It means a lot to everyone in Maryland. It means a lot to everyone in horse racing. It's a big deal. And I just wish we'd get away from this. Everything has to be in a series, Mike. The point in February, March, we start talking about Kentucky Derby preps. The Santa Anita Derby and the Florida Derby and the Bluegrass are not preps. They're big races to win. Yeah, you go on to the Kentucky Derby, but can we just leave them as standalones? And they mean a lot to win those races? And, anyway, that's a soapbox.
And, Kurt, here's another soapbox. You know where I'm coming from. Last week I said the Preakness is going to be so much better off when it's under the control of what's called the New Maryland Jockey Club. That'll be year after next. Now, it goes to Laurel next year, but the New Maryland Jockey Club's going to take it over back at Pimlico in 2027. And I'm just telling you this, Kurt, in the final analysis, we live in a people world. You see how diplomacy is conducted. You have a guy like Chris Mears, he just might get on the phone proactively to a Billy Mott or maybe the next Derby winner and lay a few things out. And he's already established contact well before that. They have a relationship, and that's what Chick Lange used to do with the Preakness. It means a lot, and I think you're going to have horsemen really eager to support the program there at Pimlico.
No question about it, Mike. You know, I spent a lot of time in Maryland, both professionally and personally, 15, 20 years ago. And I think the Preakness being under the control of Maryland horsemen and Maryland people is going to make a big difference.
I agree.
I haven't spent so much time back there. Horses are part of the culture back there. Everyone's got a farm or knows someone's got a farm. There's horses on farms by the Chesapeake. Everyone is into horses, whether they're riding horses or thoroughbreds or racehorses. And I think that local control and taking over and running the show, I think, will be a big, big plus. I hope so, Mike, because the Preakness is a great race. And I mentioned this yesterday, Mike. It's a second jewel, the Triple Crown, but it's a standalone. And I guarantee, Mike, there'll be a lot of derbies and Belmonts forgotten, but that Preakness yesterday will never be forgotten by any racing fan, right? And that is a definition of a monumental, historic race.
And, Kurt, the day before, I mentioned this in hour one, adverse conditions, to put it mildly. I mean, they had some serious storms, lightning, thunder, a huge, was it about a two-hour delay before the Black Eyed Susan? It was so long they had to cancel the last race because it was dark, run in the mud, the slop, and they ran. And it was great racing. Unfortunately, out here at Santa Anita now, we have all these codified protocols. We have a winter race meet. It used to be the number one winter meet in America for many years. Calumet Farm brought everybody out here back in the late 40s into the 50s till Mrs. Markey got upset about a disqualification on a steward's inquiry. But, Kurt, you get my point. Now our hands are tied out here. We wouldn't have been able to run the Preakness at Santa Anita had it been muddy, sloppy. You know?
Yeah.
We've got to get back to some semblance of common sense, getting things back to the middle.
No question about it, Mike. I brought it up several times. The coldest, wettest, miserable day I've ever spent at a racetrack when I was working was with Southern Image on the Pimlico Special. I think it was 2004 for Mike Makowski.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reporting that day. It was back in the ESPN days. And I've never been colder, wind howling, raining, pouring, muddy. Racing was great. I went back and looked at the charts. Southern Image won nice. The horse who was favorite ran third. It was a great race. They ran the Black Eyed Susan. That was fine. Yeah, it's nice to get back to somewhat, as you said, in the middle, Mike. I guess the best way to put it.
Kurt, I really enjoyed, I got to say, of course, you and Simon later in the day, but Todd Shrupp, Gabby Gaudette, Dave Weaver, their set was, they were relegated out by the steak barn because, you know, NBC had the rights to the races. But I enjoyed going back and forth and the interplay, and it underscored to me, Kurt, I know Todd Shrupp has his detractors, but boy, you try and do that for as many hours as he did it those 2 days, and he had Gabby genuinely laughing. It was good television. And Dave is solid, man. I mean, I really enjoyed everything. I enjoyed the NBC stuff. I enjoyed them sitting down with Lucas and Baffert. And I was really glad to see Randy Moss and Jerry Bailey pointed out later, hey, these two guys, they weren't always so chummy. And they were anything but, man. I mean, I'll go as far as they really didn't like each other back in the early days. And now Baffert acknowledged that Dwayne was the only guy to come out, and he did it right away, to advocate for Bob when that test came down on Medina Spirit. They asked Lucas about it. He said, I think they ought to throw it in the trash. It doesn't mean anything. You know?
No,
so,
I, It's funny, Mike. A lot of the younger people I work with, I've made that point about Lucas and Bapp. I said, this is now, but that was not like that 25 years ago when you and I were in the trenches. It was a whole different ballgame with those two guys. It was cool to see that. And to your point on our broadcast, Mike, and look, they're all friends of mine, and I work with them. But I thought the trio of Todd and Gabby and Dave was outstanding.
Tremendous.
I enjoyed going back and forth. I was listening to their comments. And, Mike, I don't know if Gabby got it that well. I know her professional, but I thought she did a great job. She takes a stand. She has a very good opinion watching races, an excellent opinion. And it was nice interplay between those three. I like the fact, Mike, they didn't agree with each other. It wasn't patty cake and everyone's, you know, Dave went one way on one issue. She went another way. Todd kind of went down the middle. And again, to your point, Mike, and Todd is a friend of mine. I've done what he does over the years, too.
Huh.
That is not easy, 2 days of that. That is a lot of work.
Takes so much energy.
Great.
Yeah.
Throwing to Churchill, back to us, who's coming on the set.
Keeping it going.
What sponsor has to be taken care of, what breed. I mean,
phenomenal.
You know, I'm not complaining. It's a great business to be in, Mike, but it's working. Those guys did a great job back there. And as you know, those are long, long days.
And a tip of the cap to the tech people with FanDuel as well, because they allowed that threesome after, like Todd said, okay, there's enough time now after the race, we can start showing it. And they broke it down, not furlong by furlong, not that much.
That was cool.
But each one of them made their comments. Gabby said, I thought maybe Flavion, he could have crossed the line. He could have, but I'm sure glad the stewards left it alone. I really am.
Oh, no question, Mike. Because the winner ended up, you know, hitting the front, I thought it was just a great race. And again, Mike, if I'm the only runner-up, I'm on to the Belmont with Gosger. I thought that horse ran really well, and he's only run four times.
I mean,
he's got a great pedigree, and he stepped up big time yesterday. So, all in all, as good a day of racing as we've had in a long time, I thought.
Hey, Kurt, I'm running late here, but I also wanted to acknowledge you and Simon. After Hector Palma won the eighth race yesterday.
Our fashion critique.
Yeah. You know what? You talk about Hector, the fashion, the sands of belts. He never changes. And it was I never knew. Simon first met him. It was over at Newmarket.
That.
He was at a sale. Hector was over there looking at horses. And Simon goes, he looks the same. That had to be 40 years ago.
I never knew that either, Mike. I got a big kick out of that. So Simon and Hector Palmer, what other business with those two guys being together? But I had to laugh, Mike, because when Simon and I were saying, I said, oh, man, I hope I don't get some call or some email from somebody. Because I would just tell him, look, I'm friends with Hector Palma. He would laugh, too. We're having some fun. It's just a nice day to wrap up the day when you're on those set for quite a while.
All right, that's the wind-up. Now the pitch. Let's get to it. Who do you like on the 10-race card today at Santa Anita? By the way, we do have a pick-six carryover.
Yeah.
Races 5 through 10, 45,806. Where do you want to go?
Only right thing I did yesterday gambling, Mike, was pass the pick-six. Thought it was too tough, and now we got the money in the pool. So, very contentious card. I like a couple prices. I'm going to go to the seventh race for one of them, an allowance race, cowbred allowance race, but, excuse me, a nice purse of $61,000. And a horse I've always kind of liked, Disobey for Sam Scolamary. This horse is a hard, trying horse, and I think drawn outside is really a plus for this horse. I've watched all of his races. You can look at the form when he's down inside. He kind of gets bogged down. He's not a real handy horse. I think drawn outside is a big plus. His last race, he was down inside. He tried hard. He ran a really good second. He was well clear of the rest, and I think he'll move forward today. And, Mike, I don't think it's the strongest cowbred allowance race. That's the biggest plus to me. I don't think it's a real salty race. So let's take a shot. He's a fair price on the morning line. Disobey, Tyler Bays for Sam Scolamary, 6-1 in this afternoon's seventh race.
Okay, Kurt, are you at the anchor desk at Santa Anita, or are you on the ground? What's up today?
I am on the first couple races with Mike Joyce, then a couple off, and then Simon and I wrap up the card and the week for the final couple races.
On FanDuel TV. Looking forward to
it.
Hey, Kurt,
TV.
Thanks so much for the time. Always always a pleasure, man.
Oh, enjoyed it very much, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and folks, after talking to Kurt, I can't help it. I'm getting a little bit hungry. On the way up the 57, I'm going to jog to the right, foothill to D Street, and head into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, southwest corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out Burger, right next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Well, I probably need a new car, but I don't know if I can afford it these days. I am unemployed for the most part. So I'm going to welcome aboard a good friend of mine right now from David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. He's been with David Wilson for decades. His name is Robert Householder. Hey, Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
I'm doing the show from the Big A, and I know you're no stranger to this place.
I love Angel Stadium.
Well, how about last night?
Unbelievable.
They have broken the bats out, man.
That just shows you the guts and the fortitude of the Angels. We got to keep moving on. We got to keep going to the game. We just love these Angels, and I love going to Angel Stadium.
Robert, two in a row at Dodger Stadium. They've got this kid, Matthew Lugo, had a great spring, and then he was sputtering at Salt Lake AAA, but he's back up, and he's really making a difference. And we've got Shonewell at first base putting the ball in play. And Taylor Ward seems like he's finally getting into a rhythm. I got a lot to talk about, but I can't help it. The Halos going for three in a row today at Dodger Stadium.
We got to hope for the best, and I think they're going to show up again today.
Okay, let's talk about Toyota of Orange. And again, thanks to you, Dave, everybody there at Toyota of Orange for taking care of my youngest son, active duty military. He's in the Navy. He got an incredible deal. It was a year ago March, Robert, on a Toyota Camry, and Toyota takes care of active duty and military veterans. He got a discount there, but what can you tell us about financing from Toyota? Is there anything special they're offering now into June?
Absolutely. So what's going on right now is you've got the Tundras, 1.99. You've got the ever-popular Camry, 4.99. You've got different finance programs. You've got different lease programs. So Toyota is very aggressive. And the Toyota of Orange, we've got 100 cars in stock. We've got 800 in the pipeline. So we just want to welcome everybody to come down to Toyota of Orange. Let us show you our professionalism. Let us show you the difference in coming to Toyota of Orange. I came to Toyota of Orange 40 years ago, and as a salesperson, I saw how different Toyota of Orange was from all the other dealerships in Southern California that I had worked at through that time. And I want our customers to come in each and every day and see the difference in Toyota of Orange and what a difference we make.
You guys do, and I've experienced it on multiple occasions. It's customer service. It's the follow-up. And I tell people, look, as far as the deal goes, everybody knows what everybody's doing, especially with new vehicles, Robert. Am I right? People are shopping online, and it's the touch. It's the follow-up. You guys stand behind whatever you say and do, and it stems from the top, a guy by the name of David Wilson, who has done incredibly well in this business. The Wilson Automotive Group is massive, and he's also been a huge supporter of horse racing, as you know. But talk about David and what it's been like working for him all these years, Robert.
Well, the Wilson philosophy is take care of your employees, and they'll take care of your customers.
Bingo.
The bottom line is that when you take care of your employees, they're going to greet your customers. They're going to have a smile on their face. They're going to do what we need to do to make our business successful. David Wilson is the man that grew up on a farm. He knows what it is to turn a wrench and change oil. He knows what it is to be a salesperson, to be a sales manager, to be a general manager, to be an owner. And he knows what it is to give back to your community. Back in 1984, we thought, what do we get this guy that has a dealership? And we got him a Crystal Ferrari. And the next year we figured out, what do we get this guy? He's buying dealerships, and we started the Orangewood Children's Home Foundation. And every single dealership has some charitable organization that they donate to. So whether it's homeless people that we're feeding out in Santa Ana or in Orange, or whether we're supporting Orange Assistance League, or whether supporting all these great charities to the Secret Santas and everything else that David Wilson has done, he taught everybody how to give back to your community. And because of that, the Wilson Automotive Group is a successful organization. We're the number 11 privately held automotive group in the nation.
Wow.
Thousands of dealerships.
Yeah. Folks, see for yourself. Get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. And, Robert, I'll tell you this as well. My oldest son, Jason, he's a swim coach at Chapman. And you go over there to that university, and the football field is called David Wilson Field. And I mean, it is state of the art. Everything is first class, clean, and that's David Wilson. This is all money that he's donating.
It's all about donating to your community. So whether it was for Wilson Automotive field, whether it was for Holly's trolleys to transport the kids around the various locations throughout the city of Orange, because Chapman University is massive with housing and everything else, so on, to Holly the Panther, to all these different things that you donate to. And it's not that you're giving money, but you're investing in people's lives, and you're helping people up. So the Wilson philosophy is put your hand out, grab somebody, and pull them up to you. It's just to help other people out.
Robert, talk about, real quick, ToyotaOfOrange.com. What can folks expect to see there, and how would you suggest they navigate it?
Just click on the link. Go to our website. Click on new cars, used cars. And, of course, if they don't want to do that, they can call me, Robert Householder at Toyota of Orange. I'm more than happy to help out.
714-639-6750. Tell Robert you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Robert, thank you so much. I'll be down to see you real soon. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mike. Take care.
Yeah, likewise. Robert Householder from David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. And folks, a quick word about Western Rooter, owned by good friends of mine, Mike Glenn, along with Larry and John Batala. I had a situation earlier this week, had a garbage disposal. It was working, but it was leaking. So I called him. I was a little proactive because I'm a little bit tight. Well, the night that I called him, it stopped working. Had an appointment for the next morning. Bingo. They're there. Took care of everything just as they said. And I was back in touch with the office. Unbelievable customer service, follow through. Again, on time and under budget. Go to westernrooter.com, see for yourself. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. What are your needs? Commercial, residential, 24/7. They're there for you, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley for more than four decades. Give them a call, pardon me, at 626-448-6455. Hey, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bruce Finkelstein and much, much more straight ahead here on Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans.
Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Edberg Million Futurity next Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerator and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $200,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
There's too many of you to cry.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles, on a beautiful Sunday here in Southern California, the day after the 150th Preakness Stakes. Before we get to Bruce Finkelstein in Las Vegas, we're going to Andy Harrington at Santa Anita on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning, and I'm sorry for making you wait.
That's just a regular, easy Sunday, so I got all the time in the world.
Well, what we need is a winner, and we need it quick.
All right. To the fifth race today. This is a group of fillies and mares, cowbreds, maidens. And there's a first-time start in here, the number 7 horse, Hurricane Layla. Showed a lot of gate speed on the 3rd of May. And the other drills, all 5 drills, has been best in company. This field appears bereft of speed. I think if she breaks running with Ray Lou Gutierrez, I think she can go wire-to-wire in this group. It's a decent price in here at 6-1. So we're going to go with the number 7 horse in the 5th race, Hurricane Layla, with Ray Lou Gutierrez and the Antonio Garcia.
Owned and trained by Antonio Garcia. Race 5 set to go, 3:08 Pacific. Folks, go to nationalturf.com for the rest of the story from one of the most highly respected private clockers in the game today, our good friend Andy Harrington. Andy, thank you very much. Have a great day. All right, let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. That was an exciting race yesterday, I'll tell you what.
It was, and before I forget, tip of the cap, nice job on air with John Lindo and Bob Ike yesterday. In the 10th and final at Santa Anita, you were all over Lunar Impact at $7. But I want to get your take on the Preakness, Bruce. What did you think?
Great athletes break the rules. Journalism is a great athlete. She's not supposed to win that race after...
No.
The trouble he encountered in that race. Amazing. I'm going to just go on a limb. I think Flavien Prat does deserve days for that. I think about last incident. I've watched the head on now a few times. He makes no effort to straighten that horse out at all, and he's pushing with his right hand, Mike. I know we love Flavien. Look at Junior Alvarado got $62,000 fine for what? Whipping a horse twice too many in the Derby.
Yeah.
Flavien deserves days for that. Maybe Umberto Ruspoli was taking a little bit of a risk staying on the rail. He's trying to get off the rail when he came beside Flavien Prat. Just an amazing effort. And, boy, what a setup. Are we getting a great rivalry here? You know, we're talking about the Triple Crown. What a bad, you know, that Sovereignty didn't go for the Triple Crown. But great rivalries in horse racing bring fans out also. We've seen them over the years with three-year-olds with Affirmed and Ali Dar and Easy Goer and Sunday Silence. The fans love it, and boy, what a matchup this will be come Belmonte. Hoping he got over that effort. That was just such a Herculean, energy-sapping effort.
Amazing.
You hope he's going to be at, Mike, you hope he's going to be at his best. Now, he's going to run in all 3 Triple Crown races in the span of 5 weeks. I hope he's going to be at his best because that will be one heck of a race. It'll be... So, you know, there'll be so much attention on it now
that
we need in the sport.
You know, and to really dream big, could you imagine if it all comes down to championship day at Del Mar, day 2, the Breeders' Cup Classic? That
would be great.
That would be, it's too much to even envision, I guess.
You know what's funny? I was watching the replay again. I don't know, maybe he does this. You know, he's so competitive, journalism. Watch when he comes by the stands for the first time. Some horses come over on him a little bit because he's not a speed horse, obviously. He cocks his head like he's pissed. He looks over to his right. You can see he's watching the horses to his right, Mike, like,
yeah.
Where in the heck are you going?
Yeah.
Take a look at it. It almost looks like he's about to bite one of them, almost, but he doesn't. He is. If people don't think horses are competitive and know what they're doing, they're dead wrong. Take a look at this horse.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bruce, a lot of racing around the country. Where do you want to go for your first selection?
Let's go to the 7th race at Churchill. I know John gave out the 6th today. Take a look at the 4 horse, Amber Cascade, for Sherry DeVoe. Talk about an up-and-coming trainer. She has really burst upon the scene in the last few years. She won the Chick Lang Stakes yesterday with Retribution at Pimlico. This is a horse that loves this track, Mike. She's run 6 times here, has been first or second in 5 of those 6. Actually has won at this allowance non-winners twice condition back in mid-January at Fairgrounds. An easy, impressive, off-the-pace win. Kind of in an impossible situation, trying to run down a lone speed horse in a short field last time out at Keeneland. Didn't run that badly, but she is back at a winning level, back on a fast track. I think she can sit a trip right behind a couple of speed types here. So in race 7, like the 4, Amber Cascade listed at 4-1.
By the way, Bruce, do you know who Sherry DeVoe is married to?
I do not.
David Engordo.
Wow.
You know, son of Dottie and Gordon.
That's a powerful duo right there.
He's one of the top you know, bloodstock guys in the country, and you know he's a big part. What a team they have developed into. It's really something to see. And I remember him as a young kid, you know, and he learned a lot from Bobby Frankel. And, you know, John Sheriffs as well. So, Sherry DeVoe.
Was his father the agent, Jerry?
Jerry and Gordo, as you know, we had Pat Valenzuela on here last week, and Jerry represented Patrick in the early days. I mean, they did a lot of good together. They really did. Anyway, let's come on out here to Santa Anita for your second selection.
How about the sixth race, Mike? How about a horse that just likes to win races that may be on the upswing? In the sixth race, the rail horse, Regal Patriot, laughed out, tried turf at Santa Anita for the first time, and exploded. This horse didn't break that well for a front runner from the rail. Had to kind of work for the lead. He was pressured early and then blew the field away. He didn't run like a speed horse. He just ran like a good horse. I thought he was more impressive late than he was early. If he can get out of the gate a little better, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of pace in here. He's won 6 of 13 lifetime. Horses that like to win races make our job a little bit easier. So in race 6, let's go with the rail horse, Regal Patriot, listed at 7-2.
And, you know, Steve Knapp sticks right with Tiago Pereira. First off the claim, a good move. 7-2 on the morning line. Post time for race 6, 3:38. That's Regal Patriot, number 1 in race 6. Tell us about betonbruce.com the day after the Preakness.
Full card analysis. We had the pick 6 carryover today at Santa Anita. Full card at Santa Anita with the late pick 5 at Churchill. Audio included best bets at Santa Anita. Those are the two menu items we're offering today.
Bruce, thank you so much. Good luck today.
Take care, buddy.
All right, we'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky, who you can catch his full graded handicap in all the Southern California News Group papers, and they've also got the charts every racing day. Just phenomenal coverage of our game in all the Southern California News Group papers. Bob M., good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Hanging in. What do you think here at Santa Anita today? Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the ninth race today. I like number 3, Super Mazel, and it's one of those Northern California-centric races. I thought that this horse lost all chance at the start last time when he stumbled. He was claimed by Isidro Tamayo. Isidro Tamayo comes back the same level. Tamayo's numbers aren't great this year, but he's going to give us off the claim train. Armando Ayuso is really having a solid meet at Anita, so I think that horse will bounce back today. Number 3, Super Mazel in race 9.
In race 9, going to be Bob Mazursky's play of the day. And your stuff is also available at today's racingdigest.com.
That is correct.
Bob, thanks so much. Look forward to catching you on air with Bob and John next Saturday, 9 to 10.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
Appreciate it. Hey, listen, folks, before we step away for our final break, listen, it's here. And it's an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races with the Data Eel. Anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Stay with us. Toby Callett from South Florida. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. Straight ahead.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Primos is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Edberg Million Futurity next Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerated and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $200,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Bergart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the day after the Preakness. Let's get right to it. We head to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. No longer on behalf of TobyCallett.com, just the man, Toby Callett. How you doing, Toby?
I'm well, Mike. You never know, how things work out here in racing. There's all these things. You see this ongoing situation with Churchill Downs and the state of Louisiana. About the fairgrounds. I remember back in 2006 when Hurricane Katrina hit and the fairgrounds didn't run, it was a score for Gulfstream. A lot of guys wound up coming here to run.
Right.
If something like that would happen and we get some fresh faces and fresh stock. You never know. As long as I'm breathing, I get a chance to, if my name's on it, I get a chance to call the audible. So, I'm certainly in there playing. I took a good old-fashioned beating yesterday. Certain days are better than others, but I'm still playing and playing with fervor. So you never know. But for right now, yeah, just me hanging out with you guys on the radio.
Yeah, and Toby, you mentioned the situation at Fairgrounds, and the problem there now is they have lost. They thought they had it done, the historical horse racing machines, which are essentially slots, and Churchill Downs, an attorney on their behalf, I think addressed the racing commission down there and basically said, you know, that things are dicey as far as the next meet goes down there. So it's something we really haven't been able to get into today, but hopefully there's a path forward that they can get this done legislatively. And then you take a look at California. There's a story up at Ray Pollock wrote it early in the week about he compared a back and forth between two regulators at the most recent CHRB meeting as a food fight. They being the chairman, veterinarian Dr. Greg Ferraro, and Oscar Gonzalez, who is the vice chairman. So we'll talk about that, I hope, a little bit more next week. But boy, some real animosity surfacing at the last two meetings of the CHRB, the most recent and I guess the meeting before, the angst caused by a close vote as to whether or not the Humboldt County Fair Ferndale was going to be allotted race dates for three weekends. They were denied. Anyway, let's get to it. Who do you like at Gulfstream? Nine races, and they should be underway by now.
Well, actually, they're not, and I'm going to take you to Churchill. I just want to say two names to you in conclusion of what I brought up. Halter Racecourse and Arlington Park. On to race eight today at Churchill Downs. It's a turf race. They're going a mile and an eighth. And I heard you guys have a couple guys selecting horses in the seventh. You can make a natural double into number four, Fort Thomas. Fort Thomas got the old obligatory after 5 months off, the old trip around the track last time. They won nice bid in the race before flattening. I'll look for a much better effort today under Julian Luperu. Behind him, we're looking at My Boy Tony, the nine, coming out of the same race. The three, Presider, and the eight, Tickle Quist. 4-9-3-8. We're going to skate right through today's eight at Churchill Downs.
Okay, and race eight at Churchill set to go at 4:22 Eastern. Have a great day, Toby Callett.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take two now with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you? Terrific show.
Thanks. Trying to get through. I had to be set straight. I had the Belmont being run at Aqueduct, and of course it isn't. It's going to be at Saratoga, and for the second time, and going to be called by Frank Miramati. I know he can't wait, John.
Yeah, and believe me, people, this town's starting to hot, Mike. The next few weeks are going to be crazy up here. They come to watch this race. Last year was a total success as far as attendance and things like that were concerned. The price is a little crazy, but that's what you have to deal with in this day and age.
I got to ask you, John, now you live there full time. If you go to certain places during racing there, if you can prove to them that you're a full-time resident, do they give you a little break on the bill?
No.
I didn't think so. In a word, so, all right, listen.
Listen, some places have discounts for owners and trainers and horsemen, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, listen, they don't make money that long, so they got to take advantage the 6 to 7 weeks, you know, and that's just life. But you learn the tricks when you live here. You just don't go out during that time.
Or if you ask for a discount, you know what they're going to tell you. Oh, you're a full-time rebel. Well, why don't you go home and make a sandwich, huh? Okay.
Exactly.
You're in the way. Get out of here. Okay, John, where do you want to go at Santa Anita 10 race card today?
All right, we got to pull an audible because a couple of our horses were given out already. So let's go to the seventh race, six furlongs. And by the way, Mike, in all honesty, slim pickings, a lot of short price horses on this card. But in the seventh race today, I think you can single number five, Supernal. This is a 4-year-old gelding who was claimed a few starts back by trainer Steve Knapp. And he did a smart thing. He switched his horse back to the dirt, and he's really much better on the dirt. than he is on the turf. Thiago Pierre rides 5-2 on the morning line, but I'm single in number 5, Supernal, in today's 7th race out at San Anil.
Okay, and race 7 at San Anil. I'll come up with the post time in a moment. Tell us about the website, jonhardon.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, and San Anita selections.
And again, John, post time for race 7 at Santa Anita. And they've been sticking pretty close to the mark, 4:08 Pacific. And John says it's number 5, Supernal, going to be his best bet of the day. John, it's going to be exciting, the lead up to the Belmont. And, boy, we got fresh horses coming in. And, you know, we've got this this rematch looming with Sovereignty and Journalism. I think it's going to be something special, knock wood.
Yeah, but the whole three-year-old crop this year, Mike, overall, I think is really a good crop. I mean,
I agree.
Baffert has horses. Rodriguez said it's just sitting in the barn. We haven't seen the best of them. Baez is going to make another step forward. These are really good horses, and hopefully they all stay in training and they stay sound, because it will be a good thing for horse racing.
And so are you, Jonathan Hardoon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Likewise. Folks, enjoy the day. Good luck wherever you're going. We'll talk to you next week. For Elise Diaz, I'm Mike Willman. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.